Cover Her Face by P.D. James, read by Roy Marsden. Chapter 1. Exactly 3 months before the killing at Martingale, Mrs. Maxey gave a dinner party. Years later, when the trial was a half-forgotten scandal and the headlines were yellowing on the newspaper lining of cupboard drawers, Eleanor Maxey looked back on that spring evening as the opening scene of tragedy. Memory, selective and perverse, invested what had been a perfectly ordinary dinner party with an aura of foreboding and unease. It became, in retrospect, a ritual gathering under one roof of victim and suspects, a staged preliminary to murder. In fact, not all the suspects had been present. Felix Hearn, for one, was not at Martingale that weekend. Yet in her memory, he too sat at Mrs. Maxey's table, watching with amused, sardonic eyes the opening antics of the players. At the time, of course, the party was both ordinary and rather dull. Three of the guests, Dr. Epps, the vicar, and Miss Liddell, warden of St. Mary's Refuge for Girls, had dined together too often to expect either novelty or stimulation from each other's company. Catherine Bowers was unusually silent, and Stephen Maxey and his sister Deborah Risco were obviously concealing with difficulty their irritation that Stephen's first free weekend from the hospital for over a month should have coincided with a dinner party. Mrs. Maxey had just employed one of Miss Liddell's unmarried mothers as house parlourmaid, and the girl was waiting at table for the first time. But the air of constraint which burdened the meal could hardly have been caused by the occasional presence of Sally Jupp, who placed the dishes in front of Mrs. Maxey and removed the plates with a dexterous efficiency which Miss Liddell noted with complacent approval. It is probable...